You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Monty, can you pull up Ephesians chapter 4, 21 through 24? New Living Translation or NIV. We've been talking about hope. While she's pulling that up, we've been talking about hope. Anybody need pen and paper, just slip up your hand. We'll make sure you get pen and paper because you forget 95% of what you just heard in 24 hours. Okay, see where it says, can you give me the 21? If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, where's the truth? That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be what? Renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So what stops us from walking in truth? It's right up here. You got to put off your old man. You got to put on the new man. You got to put off the old man, the way you used to think about things, to put on the new man and the way he thinks about things, because Jesus is truth. So if you want to know what truth is, ask Jesus, is this true? Someone sharing something. Is this true? Jesus, is this true? All right, so we've been talking about hope. That's going to mean something in a second. All right, we can go to hope. How many of you all remember some things that we've been talking about hope? Raise your hand. Get a quick. We're going to run down some things for the guests that are here today. Just take a look at your notes. And what stood out to you about hope? I got one here.
One of the questions we need to ask ourselves is, where is God in this?
Okay.
And the thing about it is that we can't just think it. We got to say it out of our mouth.
Okay. And why do we need to say it?
Because saying it, well.
My mind has to stop.
Stop to hear what my mind mouth has to say. Okay.
My mind, y'all touch your head. I know y'all got some little heads, some of y'all. Some shiny heads, some hairy heads, some heads. All right? The mind has to stop to hear what the mouth has to say. So when I want to interrupt a thought, I don't interrupt a thought with a thought. I interrupt a thought with a word. I just say something, and my mind stops and say, what did he say? Okay? All right, what have we learned about hope? What else? Thanks, Michelle. Anybody? Yes, ma'am. Ooh, what does that mean to you? Hope is a decision.
You have to decide that you're going to have hope or faith. So that's how it's a decision.
Okay. All right. We got one up here. Hope. Hope sees and faith accomplish.
The brain stops at the last place you quit.
Okay. Go ahead. What does that mean?
For me, I've had to use that in so many areas. I think the last probably scenario was when I went out with the two cycling pros at the church, you and Lloyd. And since I haven't ridden 40 miles since last year, that was a huge struggle for me. So probably about the 32nd mile, I was like, man, like, this is getting to be rough. So Lloyd started giving me a little push. Okay. So just imagine if I were to quit, and just imagine if I would lost hope, I would have probably dropped the bike and said, hey, if you don't mind, go get the truck and come back and get me. But I just kept on going because I wanted to finish, and I wanted to finish that race.
Amen.
So, yeah, that's a scenario.
Okay. So when he goes back out, the mind will remember 40. So it'll say, okay, you can do 40. You did it before. It doesn't remember the Lord piece. All it remembers is 40. So the last thing you quit, whatever you're doing in life, you're going to go to that place and stop. If it's 6 months, if it's 5 weeks, wherever you stopped, the mind remembers that. Yes, ma'am.
The anointing, what I learned was the anointing is always present. We just have to receive it.
Ooh, what does that mean to faith?
Well, for me, it helps with the negative thinking.
Okay.
The question that Michelle said, where's God in this thought?
Okay.
So if I ask myself that and I stop the negative thinking, all I have to do is receive the Lord's healing for what I'm believing, and it's already there. I just have to tap into it.
Amen. Awesome. Anybody else? Got one here? Nicole?
You challenged us. I wouldn't say it was last Sunday, but maybe it was Thursday.
Okay.
To act as if you received it before it manifests.
Okay. All right. You did that?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing?
So sometimes.
Don't y'all want to know? Y'all listening. Look, y'all, so John leaning forward in the seat. He leaning like, okay.
Some practical things. He might not like dirty dishes in the sink.
Okay.
So I need to be on top of the dishes in the sink.
Okay.
And the clothes on the bed. Okay. So just practical things.
Okay. Practical things. Is that okay, guys? Yeah. Okay. Cheryl?
The last thing I wrote on Thursday was always ask, what is life giving?
Okay. And what does that mean to Cheryl?
So whatever negative thoughts you have.
Okay.
You know, you think those thoughts, but then you have to ask, what is life giving? Okay. And if those thoughts aren't life giving, they have to go.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So go to the first slide. Yeah. Y'all read this together. We process what we hear through our hurts and experiences. Say it again. We process what we hear through our hurts and experiences. How many of you all ministered to people before and you could tell they wasn't listening? Just about everybody. So what do you think they heard? They heard their hurts and their experiences. So you talking to them, and what they're listening to is their hurts. Now you bring in God's truth, but they are hearing their hurts. They're not hearing life-giving. they're hearing hurts. Y'all understand? Anybody ever encountered that before? How do you know when to stop ministering to somebody when you can see that they're not listening? There's a question. I want to know. You got one here?
When it looks like your words are bouncing back
okay.
to you or bouncing off the wall, you can see they're not received.
Okay.
You can sense that in the spirit.
Okay. All right.
They stop making eye contact with you and look away.
Okay, they stop making eye contact, look away.
Say when okay. they start looking around.
Start looking around, okay. I got. Oh, you got to know? Oh, you passing back. Oh, okay. They'll say, yeah, but. Okay.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, but.
They don't want you to teach to them. They want you to agree with them.
Ooh, no, you didn't say that. Say that. Get the brother the mic back. Say it one more time.
They don't want you to teach to them. They want you to agree with
okay.
them. Okay. My best friend, one of the things I love about him is he's always going to tell me the truth no matter what. He don't care if I'm upset, mad, whatever. That's one of the things that he and I always do for each other is, hey, man, well, you were wrong in this instance. Okay. That even though we might not want to hear it, eventually was, yeah, man, you were right. So
okay.
you have to know when that they actually keep telling them the same thing over. They're going to leave talking to you and go talk to somebody who agrees with them because okay. eventually they're searching for that answer that, oh, well, I'm right instead.
Okay.
Don't want to hear nothing.
Okay.
Else.
All right. Who else? Thank you.
They keep talking while you're talking.
Ooh.
Or saying like they already know.
Okay. They'll keep talking. Okay. They'll talk over you. Anybody else?
They get defensive okay. and they start justifying
okay.
why they are doing what they're doing.
Okay, defensive and justified. Write this down. God said that Paul planted, Apollos water, and God gave the increase. Everything that you share is manifested in three ways. Either you're planting the idea, or you're watering what has already been planted, but only God can give the increase. So don't walk away feeling like you didn't have an impact. Because, see, we like instantaneous. Microwave, shoot, put it in the popcorn pop. Okay? No, nobody puts it on skillet no more. Y'all remember those days? You put it on. Nicole, that was good, though. Yeah, you do it, man. Yeah, that was some good popcorn. You ever try it like that? That's good. You know, you had the skillet, put the butter in there. Yeah, yeah. But we want it fast. We want it fast. So when we minister to somebody, we want it fast. In reality, we either planting. That's the first time they heard it. Watered what someone else said, but only God can change him and give the increase. So when you see him pushing back, just stop talking and just know I planted and then just walk away. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You want to see a tree grow right before your face. What was the little peer chats or something? What did they just call it? Little thing you put a little water on and cheer chats. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going back in time. Roscoe, I'm going back in time. Is that all right? I'm going back in time. All right, peer chat. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so y'all know what it is, right? Yeah, you water that sucker, the sucker grow. Okay, all right, that's all right. All right. So I want you to grab that, guys, because if you don't, you're gonna get frustrated by talking to people. You're gonna get frustrated when people ask you questions and you give them the answer. You're gonna get frustrated. Just stop. Okay. All right. So we've been talking about all or nothing thinking. Anybody remember anything about all or nothing thinking? Oh, we're looking at three distortions that cause hopelessness. And this is one of them, all or nothing thinking.
I think Faith said it the other day. It's either my way or the highway.
My way or the highway, okay? Healthy people see in variables. Now, we know the scripture is absolute. But there are situations where how many different ways can you get to work? Is it just one way or you can go a right or a left or interstate or such and such? But all or nothing thinking say, oh, no, no, I always go to work this way. Jesus say, there is something, an accident ahead this way. You need to go this way. You say, no, Jesus, I'm going this way. Then you get in traffic and you're out late, and then you blame Jesus. Well, why didn't you put it on the radio? Any of us blame Jesus for? Okay. Megan, I got my hand ready. Okay, yeah, yeah. We blame. Okay. Tamika?
Magnifies the importance of mistakes and imperfections.
Okay, so give me an example of that. Magnify. So Someone say you did a great job, and what do all or nothing thinkers say? You see how I mispronounced that word? You didn't see when I slipped? You didn't see when my button was missing? Okay, what else about all or nothing thinking? Because it leads us the wrong way.
I got a 99 on that test. I wanted 100.
99? And what we say A was? 90 and above. Baby got it. She in school. 90 and above. But I'm mad because I made a 99. Who else? Somebody had their hand there? Okay. All right. So these are the questions when you are all or nothing thinker. How many of you all, let's be honest. Do I need to get y'all to shut your eyes or you can be honest in front of people with the eyes open? Okay. How many of you all found out that you're all or nothing thinker? Okay, all right. Now y'all justified. Yeah, a little bit. I'm a little bit over here. Okay, all right, y'all seeing variations, right? Okay. Okay, we're growing. Yeah, they're growing in, okay? They're seeing variations, okay? So if you're all or nothing thinker, can somebody throw something at us? It's for, no, not throw, but give us an example of all or nothing that we can process live in real time. Oh, you got one, Dale?
We do PDRs on the job. Okay. A lot of people complain if they don't get a perfect score.
Okay.
So they mad because they got a 3.5 instead of a 4.
Okay.
So they want it all, but okay. You know, it's they'd rather not have anything if they don't get that 4.
Okay. All right. So what's something they could ask themselves? How important is that? How often do you have those?
We have them twice a year.
Twice a year. Yeah. Okay. All right. How important will that be in 1 month or 1 year? You can go ahead.
All or nothing thinking would be, as far as being a worship, praise and worship leader, would be if everybody else is not doing it the way that I do it, okay, or I think that it should be done, then it's wrong.
Okay. All right, so we got two. So, Dale, you say they do it twice a year, okay? So my question is, that person who got a 35, right, out of 40, how important will that be in 1 month? She wants to know, will it affect their pay? That's a Henry question. Henry always asks about pay. And I'm messing with you. I like having fun at church. I don't apologize for that. Some of you only smile at church. But anyway, go ahead. I'm just, you know, that's a variation. That's a variation. We all right, Roscoe. We all right. We straight. Roscoe said, what do you say? All right, go ahead.
The PDR score affects your bonus.
Okay.
But the difference between 3.5 and 4 is so minute.
Okay.
Probably $20, $30.
Okay.
So it's really, it's not that big of a deal.
Okay. So, all right. So in 1 month, are you choosing to stay there and think about that? I made a 35. I'm not going to come to work. I'm not going to perform anymore. I'm not going to do what I used to do. Let me just ask a question. Okay, so how important is this really in one month? How would I be looking at this? What about 1 year? For those who need to think about it a little longer, so, you know, I give you either 1 month or a year. How important will that be? Sharon, you're not, how important will that be if you realize that they didn't say like you say? In 1 month? Well, give them a mic.
Talking about if I'm an all or nothing.
If you're all or nothing thinker. Just think like one for a second. Cool, I see.
If I'm an all or nothing thinking in 1 month, I'll be totally criticizing and just critiquing and just trying to mold them into something that they're not going to be, because that's not their desire. That's not their thinking. That is my thinking. Okay. So in a month and in a year, if they have not conformed and they're not doing it the way that, you know, I'm doing it, I'm still going to be critical and I'm still going to be stressed and just pressed and uncomfortable.
Okay. So how can she look at it? Because I got a secret for you guys. This is what I do. This is how I live and breathe and have my being. When I minister, once the service and we say the creed, I can't redo that service. The anointing is over for that service. So what's the use in me going back and saying, I wish I had said this, wish I should have walked this way instead of that way, I should have called on her instead of him? What's the use of that? So I go with my eyes, it's like, once the situation is over, that's it. You follow me? Because if not, you can go all or nothing thinker. So then you plan for next Sunday. I'm a go back and redo the service. But what happened is Nicole is not sitting in the same seat. What happened if you're not in the same seat? You follow me? So guys, we relive things that need not be. If your relationship didn't work out, don't keep beating yourself up about it. Move on. Say move on.
Move on.
All right. Yeah, okay. Let me keep going. Okay, this is the problem right here. Say problem. That we're going to get healed of. Can I separate my self-worth from my performance? How many of you guys have a challenge with that? That's all or nothing thing, okay? So it's me up here delivering the word. I already prayed. I already got the Holy Spirit on the inside. He's the teacher. He's the guide. He's going to tell me if he wants to change the service, shift it up, mind my own business. He said, okay, I want to lay hands on people that got shoulder issues. But what if? Because y'all ever heard from God and the enemy shows you the other stuff? Anybody ever dealt with it? So I'm sitting over there and it's like, okay, the shoulder's hurting, but it's not mine. It started at home. Okay, so when I get up, I'm going to ask who has shoulder pain. And then the enemy shows me what? Nobody raising their hand. You follow me? So then I said, I can separate my worth from my performance. I did what he told me to do. It's up to him to do what he said he told me to do. You follow me? So then you just don't sweat it. If nobody raised a hand, I just say out loud, don't come up to me after service. Because the anointing for when was for when I asked. You follow me? Okay. Guys, don't let your worth does not demand your performance. A question I always ask. Y'all ready for this one? Shake your big eyes. If you got little eyes, that's okay. But everybody but security, shut your eyes. Okay? Excuse me. And repeat after me. Say, Jesus, is my worth to you based off my performance? And then just keep your eyes closed and just slip up your hand once you're here. I see you. 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 You put your hand down. I see you. Those who raised their hand, what did he say? Just give me some hands. Okay.
Priceless.
You're priceless. So he didn't talk about your work. He didn't talk about your performance. He went straight to your worth. Priceless. Yes, ma'am. No. Large letters. How big? Big. Okay. No. Okay. Roscoe, what did he say? Give him a mic. The mic coming your way.
Like she said, your worth is... You know, it's who you are.
Okay, okay.
It's invaluable.
Okay, invaluable. Okay. All right. Oh, Lord. I mean, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's Bonetta. She's back. She's going to get me, y'all. She's going to get me. Security?
Okay. I heard not at all.
Not at all.
It was quickly okay. I heard
okay.
That.
Y'all see the attitude with her? Do it again. She said, not at all.
Okay. Not at all.
Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am.
He said, I love you.
I love you. What happened to the performance? He said, I love you. So if he doesn't judge me based off my performance and he goes straight to my worth, why am I judging me based off my performance? So just get up and have fun wherever you are. If you're ministering, have fun. If you're at work, have fun. Do your job. I'm not denying that. But can you do it with some joy? Joy is God on the inside, regardless of what's happening on the outside. But you got to make a decision. I missed this, so therefore, my worth is still priceless. I'll do better the next time. Guys, beating yourself, find where God placed guilt on us in the Bible. Now, if he placed guilt on us, then we can live in guilt. But he took guilt away from us. He took condemnation away from us. And he gave us conviction, meaning the Holy Spirit will remind us that you're better than this. Your behavior, you're better than this. He doesn't drag you through the mud. He lifts you out of it. Amen? So make sure, if you're all or nothing thinker, where's Monica? Miss Monty, give this young lady a mic. Because we had a charge for her on Thursday. Because she's an all-or-nothing thinker, so she had to get 1,200 on her test. Go ahead. I said 1,200. Oh,
yeah. I felt like I needed to get 1,200 out of 100.
Okay.
That's as much points as you got. And I got did my test, and I haven't gotten my score back yet.
Uh-huh.
And when I was taking my test, I was thinking, you already know you know the answers.
Okay.
You already know you're going to do a good job.
Okay.
You know these questions. Instead of thinking, I got to make sure I pass this time. I got to make sure I get an A because everybody's looking for me to get an A. I got to make sure. And so I was really calm about it.
Okay. So which among you was looking for her to make an A? Expecting her to make an A? Raise your hand if you. Okay. All right. Okay. You thought she would? Okay. All right. Okay. But you know you passed. But you know you passed? Okay. I'm just asking. Okay. So you're going to let us know? Because everybody looking, they like, oh, God, I want to see that she make the 100. Okay? But whatever she get that's passing, will she graduate?
Yeah.
So what will that, how important will that be in 1 year? Guys, if you don't ask the question, you won't get the answer. Don't stay there. Process your emotions. Okay? What's the difference with dealing? I've done this before. Let me do it again for the people who are here that hadn't seen it. All right, so when we deal with something, that means we grab it. Somebody say, you worthless. So just call out, you worthless. All right, so you grab it. And what you do is, when you stuff something, when you deal with something, you just take it and you put it. Can I borrow something else, Wayne? Yeah. For everything that y'all give me, put a negative connotation with it. You're ugly. Okay. I knew she was going to say something about looks. I just knew it. I knew she was going to say something.
You can't do it.
What's this for me?
You can't do it.
You can't do it? Okay.
I don't appreciate you.
I don't appreciate you. What you got big? Okay.
Just like your daddy.
You ooh. Ooh. Just like your daddy. Great. That's a big one. Okay. All right. Great. Dang. That's a big one. You just like your daddy. Okay. What's this? Can you do anything right? What's this one? Your mama didn't love you. What's that? You're always late.
You'll never be able to retire.
Y'all not giving me nothing. Wayne don't want to give up that bike. That's it. All right? Okay? So that's what's called dealing with stuff. It's repressed memory. So by the time I get all this stuff, I forget about the things that's in my back pocket. And that's what the enemy wants to do to you. He wants you to be so consumed by negative thoughts that you didn't do anything with, then you go home and you start yelling at your spouse or your cat, your dog, or the traffic people because you didn't process. He tells us to take every thought. So when Jazz say you ugly, I'm supposed to take every thought. I'm supposed to grab that thought and do something with it. I'm made in your image. So that thought is no longer here.
You're the righteousness of God.
All right, what's this one? Y'all make it up as you go along. Yeah. So I grabbed the thought. Because he says, take every thought captive and bring it into obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. So whatever you say to me, I have to turn that thought into his thought for my sake. Dealing means you repress it. Processing means you never let any thought go by you without checking it towards the word of God. So I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What else we got? Let me give you this big one. What was this big one? Anybody remember what that big one was? Huh? You bad? You just like your dad. I was made in my father's image, my heavenly father's image. I have my father's DNA. Which one was this? Y'all remember? You can't do anything right. I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. Who was this? Anybody remember what this one was? Y'all make it up. Just make it up. Help work with me. You broke? Because I give is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God calls my bosom to run over. Who is it? Hold on, Megan. Here it comes. This is the big one. All right, what else? What was this one? You'll never be able to retire. What's the scripture for that? By God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in heaven by Christ Jesus. Was this yours? Wayne said, make sure you bring my checkbook back. He was trying to be cool with it, though. Yes, sir. He turned around on that one, didn't That's right. He turned right around like, I'm going to see who he give it to. All right, so what's this? Can't do it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. I'm more than a conqueror. Who was this? Okay, Vegas, you got your pen back. All right, I got last one. What was this? You want to mount anything? What y'all got for that? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what fearfully means? That he took us and he looked at every part of us and he said, no, I want Wayne's ears to be a little smaller. I want Paul's nose to be a little wider. I want Nicole's lips to be a little wider. I want her to walk fast when she walks. So he adjusted every little thing. That's fearfully. It's like you want to make sure you don't make a mistake when you're making them. So when we go out and complain about how lips look, nose look, eyes look, we are going against a God who fearfully and wonderfully made us in his image the way he wanted us to be. You black because he made you black. You white because he made you white. You're Chinese or Asian because, for Jazz even saying that, I got her approval. Got her approval. Deborah got her approval. You that way because he made you that way. You got slick hair because he fearfully took the pigments and the hair follicles. That's fearfully and wonderfully made. So if you ever wonder why you got this and why you got that, it's because that's how he made you. He could have made you any kind of way he wanted to, but he took the time out to make sure everything was right. If he wanted me the same, he would have. I'm just saying. He adjusted his vocal cords. He said, I want you to teach. Leave the singing to somebody else. Amen? But guys, you don't have to know all the questions, but you do have to have one that you believe. Okay? The one I always go to is how important will this be in a month? I don't even go to the year thing. All right? Oh, here's one. We're still talking about questioning all or nothing thinking. So that means if you're an all or nothing thinker and you start to think all or nothing, then you need to ask yourself a question. How? In your mind or out loud? Where is the and instead of the or the so? Where is the and? So let's listen to how Corey said he processed when he rode with us. So he rode with us, hadn't done 40 miles in a year, so he could have said, man, I rode bad, so I'm not going to ride again. See how you took the so? I rode bad, so I'm not going to ride again. Instead, he said, oh, I haven't ridden in over a year, and I will have to build my fitness up. See how and works better than so? I'm either good or bad. Instead of, what's the word I can put in front of it? I had a challenge with this, and I'll do better the next time. This didn't go as well as I expected, and I'll be more prepared the next time. Whereas, so says, I didn't do well this time, so I failed, and I'll fail the next time. Everybody got it? You got it? And adds to instead of take away from. I tried to go to college. I didn't do well, so I'm never going back. Instead of, all right, I'm going to go to college. I took, you know, when I found out that you could take part-time credits, I was in school for 5 years. I jumped on that day, and I said, what? I'd be talking to people. I'm up all night long and stuff. And then I find out, it's like, okay. So I'm thinking, so I have to take 18 credits. Then I find out you can do part-time. I say, I'm going to college, and it's going to take me 5 years. Okay? See how that lessened it? Yeah, now I had to pay for it, but it lessened it. So put the and in there instead of absolute, man. Y'all follow me? Any questions on that? You got a mic coming?
Could you give an example? We use the word or, because I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Corey rode the distance. He didn't finish, so, or he didn't do well. So he puts the two together. I didn't do well, what do you say, or? Either he's a good rider or a bad rider. Mm-hmm. Either he's a good rider or a bad rider. Whereas Ann says, I just came out my first time in a year, and I need to build up my fitness. He didn't address the rider piece. He made the adjustment so that he wouldn't be an all or nothing thinker. You follow me? So or is for either or. That's an absolute. We don't want to stay in absolute. We want to go in and. How many names Jesus got? A whole lot. So I am Yahweh and Prince of Peace and your counselor and, you see, Mighty God. See how you can add to by using and? It's simple, guys. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's simple. Just add to and. Because see, some of y'all trying to go absolute on me. Okay, so he didn't use the or, so I want to see the soul and the or. Y'all follow me? Just you get me? Okay. What is another perspective? We spent months on that. What is another perspective? Guys, every question that I put up there is designed to get you to life-giving. Whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and deserving of praise, think on those things. If all or nothing thinking is going to get me away from thinking on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, life-giving, then I need to go to life-giving. It's just that simple. Guilt is not life-giving. You got one coming?
With the R, this soul, does that give you an excuse to quit?
Yes, ma'am.
But the and gives you perseverance to go forward, right?
Click it. Can I hear get a sword? Amen. See, the enemy within. You can be your own worst enemy. I just don't see where beating me up. If the world is trying to do their thing, the devil trying to do his thing, they both defeated. Because he said, be of good cheer. I have already overcome the world. So how fast can I get to where he overcame? I can't get over there in guilt. Can't get over there in condemnation. What is life giving in this situation? And for inquiring minds that want to know, where is God in this? I got
with the different perspective, those who complain about what's on their plate forget about when they were hungry or without.
Ooh, okay. All right, appreciate your honesty. All right. So what is another perspective? Just ask it out loud. You know, we came up with a name for Curly because Jazz would go, Mama, I need a thought converter. So she would go to Curly and was like, Mom, I need a thought converter. So how do you see this? And she would sit there and listen. She's like, okay, Mom, I got it. Just a thought converter. So that's what we call Curly, the thought converter. Because she processed stuff different than other people do. Because her whole thing is, how quick can I get the peace? How quick can I get the rest? Guys, we've seen the other stuff. We've seen stress. We've seen shame. We've seen condemnation. Why would I want to stay over there when I can have peace? It's real. But it's your decision. Okay? Where is God in this? Just ask him. Monty, where was God on your test? I mean, where was God?
He was right there with me.
Okay, right there with you. We just got to ask. Just ask. So, God, where are you in this? These are simple questions. You don't have to have all of them. Just pick one.
So on the ride,
okay.
God can also be in us.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yeah.
So yeah. God was in Lord when he Lord was pushing me.
You rode behind him, just pushed him. You follow him? God is in us. He's the helper. All right. Disqualifying the apostle. We only probably got about 10 minutes on this one. What do you all think that means? You got Jess? Disqualifying the apostle. Remember, these three thinking errors caused you to go into hopelessness. What was the first one? All or nothing thinking. That's one of them. What's the second one? Fortune telling. Foreseeing the negative. Yes, ma'am.
But
I have a question.
Okay, I need to go back.
No. It's about disqualifying the positive.
Okay.
I feel that others find it as disqualifying the positive, but I find it as always trying to find room for improvement.
Okay.
So, like, if I just sung and everybody's like, oh, you did great. And I'm like, yeah, but next time I should have connected the second song with this song.
Okay.
It's not me being negative. It's me seeing how I can do better the next time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Do they care?
No, but I'm talking about when I'm talking to y'all, you and Mama and Corey. Okay, like, okay. Y'all always think I'm disqualified in the positive, but I'm sharing with y'all how I want to improve and do better for next time.
And you are disqualified in the positive.
Okay.
You know why I'm saying that?
Why?
Because you are 27 years old, and you have yet to tell us when we say you did a good job. Praise God. Have you ever heard it, Carl? Who she tell you? She told somebody, shut up. Okay. See, she didn't have no problem disqualifying that dish. They'll pass a real, even in family. 27 years old and has never accepted what we gave her. Follow me? So that's disqualifying the positive. This is a nice dress. Thank you. Is it life-giving? I keep saying that, guys. Whatever I got to do, in truth, to get me over to this place of peace, I'm going to do it. If it's not, so you got all or nothing thinking because it's never been done before. Follow me? Fortune telling, somewhere in there, I'm going to make a mistake. Then you got disqualifying the pot. So your assignment, Miss Jasmine, the next time you sing, somebody come up to you, any of y'all, just come up to her. And I mean, don't lie to her. Say, you know, I really like that song. And all she does is say, thank you. All right? Okay? Corey, you got me? This ain't real. So then when I get up the next time to sing, I'm going to try harder. You guys write this down. Rest is when, let me see how I want to put it. The anointing enters into rest, and our best performance is done through rest. The anointing enters into rest, and our best performance is done through rest. Remember, the anointing is God upon flesh doing only that which God can do. So the more restful you are, the more you can flow in the things of God. You got it? And y'all got to help me with it. Wait a minute. All y'all speaking in tongues. Who described? Teresa, where Teresa at? Teresa died? Okay. All right. Who heard what I said? You got it? Okay. What you got, Scribe? Monty, you got it? She's still thinking about that test. Oh, no, go ahead.
The anointing enters into rest, and our best performance is done through rest.
So now God's supposed to come in and you like this. The anointing supposed to come, you all stressed out. Nicole, help me teach. You saying, I got this, so there's no room for him. It's all or nothing thinking. What y'all got over here? Okay. Mike, coming your way. Come on. They got a sidebar up here.
We were just talking about the ending of that. The anointing enters into rest, and our best performance some of us had is in rest. Some of us had happens through rest, but it's all in rest.
Okay, all right. As long as you get to rest.
It's all in rest.
You follow me? You guys got it? Your children, they are, when they relax, they perform better. You know, you see these basketball players, football players, when they start to enjoy themselves, that's when they do their best. When we relax, when we hold stress, we don't function well. Now, there are people out here that have special truths. Notice how I said that, special truths. I do my best work when I'm stressed. No, you don't. That's what you told yourself. I'm looking at the clock, so that way I'm not looking at nobody. See, the clock say 11:15. Okay. All right, disqualifying the positive. I got to let y'all see this. Disqualifying the positive. Disqualifying the positive is, Ed, you got it?
For the holidays. You know, I'm just thankful that I met Michelle this year.
And now I get to spend Thanksgiving with your family. You know, I'm really looking forward to getting to know you guys.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thankful that someone in the...
Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, are you like that? What'd they say? Any neighbor say that? So what's up with this young lady? What bothered you about her? How long could you be around her? Huh? Is that disqualifying or positive? You got a nice Thanksgiving meal. You were family. And what did she see? Doom and gloom. Shout it out. Doom and gloom. Everything that was wrong. Even the bird left. You know people like that where you try to go another way. Because no matter what you say, they going to disqualify the positive. Israelites did that. Okay? God is taking them out of slavery to a new land that flows with milk and honey. The grace was so big, they had to have two men carry it on staffs, flowing with milk and honey. Milk, honey represents prosperity, abundance. All right, so what were the things that they complained about? And I need hands for this and Mike. I'm going to give you one. They complained about food. They got tired of eating manna. So it was like bread substance. So they said, hey, we want something else. So we want some meat. So he gave them some meat, and then it talks about how it was coming out some ends. Y'all know what I'm saying? Ends, front and back. Okay? Then it started to stink. Then it brought disease. What else? Yes, ma'am.
Tired of walking, so they wanted to go back. They wanted to turn back.
Tired of walking, so they wanted to go back. Go back to slavery. Okay? What else? No water. Okay? So they didn't like the water, so he told them, hey, at one time, throw this branch into this water, this bitter water, so it became what's some water we drink now? Perrier, Evian, okay, Aquafina. So he turned the water. So they're still complaining. Now this is the only realm where your clothes grew with you. Doesn't say they made some more clothes. Say their clothes grew with them. Their shoes grew with them. Nike hadn't come up with that solution yet. So he had total provision for them. What else? Oh, this is good. They disqualified. They looked at other nations and other nations, Megan. They had kings. So they had the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords reigning over them. But they say, we want a king. So God stepped out of the way and he said, okay, you want a king? I'm going to give you a king. But I'm going to give you everything that comes with king. And so the king started taking advantage of them, started taxing them, started taking things from them. Whatever I want, I take. Whereas God always gave. See how disqualifying the positive can get you in some trouble? Anything else? They wanted to worship idols. Moses goes up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. He's up there, and he's him and God having a good time. Count me. And all of a sudden, he coming down, man. He looked down, and his brother, down there having an orgy. I mean, he's partying over here. And I'm telling you, he's just getting down with everything, man. And it's like they making an idol. Moses gets so mad, he just throw the stones down, throw the tablet down. Wait, ain't gonna throw your tablet. Just throw the tablets down. I just think it's amazing how man finally came up with a tablet and God did it 2,000 years ago. I mean, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm up here getting the laws of the land so that we can live better. And you, who I trusted, turns out you partying with people making an idol. And he was a priest. So don't be Debbie Downer. All right, I got 5 minutes. All right, disqualifying the positive. I want to give you what it stands for. You reject positive experiences by insisting they don't count for some reason or another, Jasmine Dennis. I'm just messing with you. You reject by insisting. So that means when someone wants to bring truth to you, you insist that it's not truth. That my error is better than your truth. What I did when I made that mistake or I tripped or I mispronounced a word, you telling me, man, you changed my life with that sermon. Well, you know, your life could have been changed better if I had to pronounce that word right. Thank God you got your healing. You insist. Say insist. It don't count. So someone comes up to you and says, Jazz, you mind reading this for me? Give a mic.
That was awesome. I know I passed the test because it was so easy.
So you're saying, we're saying to Monty, Monty, that was awesome. You're going to graduate in May. You passed the test. Then Monty come back and say, it was because it was easy. Can we say, y'all practice this. Y'all ready? Ready? Thank you. Say it one more time. Thank you. Okay. All right, keep going, Jazz.
Yes, but they saved me for last because I always mess up.
So we got a schedule of people doing transition and tithes and offering. And somebody might say, yeah, I'm glad you asked me, Pastor, but I understand why you put me last. I put you last because that's the order of the service. In this way, you can maintain a negative belief that contradicts by your everyday experiences. So if I receive your compliment and I reject it, then what I can do is I can maintain the fact that nobody likes me, I never do well. And people will fight for the right to keep that opinion. Everybody got it? You need back time? In this way, you can maintain a negative belief that is contradicted by your everyday experiences. We did that on Thursday night at happy hour. What we did was we had Nicole and I think it was Cheryl. It was Cheryl and somebody else. Who else was it? Michelle. Yeah. And we asked questions all the way back to the point where they had no way of escape unless they made a decision. No, I just don't want to believe. I'm just not going to do it. But we asked questions and we couldn't find the evidence to support why Nicole would feel the way she feels, why Michelle would feel the way that she feels. I mean, it's amazing how when you spend time with people, you pick up their profile. And our profile of each other is different than our profile of ourselves. So how quick can we line up with God's profile of us? The fact that God loves us and he's not judging us. You know, and I'm going to close with this. You can go through anything as long as you know you're loved. Anything. When you know you love, you can go through. Because that's where your hope is. God loves me. Some of y'all can say your spouse loves you. But if they don't, you always go back to God. God loves me. He cares for me. He's working out the best for me. He made plans for me to give me a hope and a future and an end. But a good end. Not a sick end. Not a poverty end. But a good end. And once you recognize how much you love, it just changes everything about you. You look at the clock. You say, all right, man, it's almost time for me to come home. Man, wife gonna be there. She gonna be grinning at me, smiling. I'm gonna be smiling at her. Guys, you gotta have hope, but place it further away, further in the front of you than the disaster piece. Put hope before the disaster, because if you get to hope first, what happens is disaster won't even manifest. Yes, we made some mistakes. Yes, we did some things wrong. But where does hope have to come in? Tomorrow is gonna be better than today. Amen. All right, let's do our creed. Any questions? Yes, ma'am. They'll say, I got this.
So maybe similar to what Jasmine shared. If there's a person in your life that always thinks the best, like everything you do, there's like, this is great. For me, it makes me feel like other people are giving you compliments and they're kind of empty. Like they're saying good things, but they just want you to feel good about yourself. It's not necessarily based out of truth.
Okay.
How do you refute that in your mind?
Okay. So which thing are you trying to refute?
That the compliments are empty, that they're just trying to be nice.
Okay. All right. So this is what I normally do. You guys tell me all the time. You say, Pastor, really enjoy the service. What's out of my mouth right after that? What you learn? Because if the compliment is empty, they won't be able to add to that or give a specific. For me as a pastor, my concern is I maintain hope in the congregation that your life is going to change. So after 8 years, I'm maintaining hope. But if you say, you know, I really enjoy the service, I'm going to say, so what stood out to you? Because my thing is I want you to grab something that when you leave, I can build on come next Sunday. So it's not that I don't believe you. I just want to know that you got something that I can build on next Sunday. Because see, just put it blankly, The Holy Spirit decides what I teach on. The Holy Spirit decides how long I teach on it. Because he know that Billy Bob or Sally over here and Billy Bob over there, they got that close. I mean, you can almost see my fingers touch. That close to receiving truth in their life. And so he says, you minister until they get it. You follow me? So that's the next thing I would ask is, you have that thought. It's like, okay, so what about it? Okay? All right, any other questions? Good question. Everybody good? Okay. All right, let's do our creed. I stir up the gift that is within me by faith. I'm stirring up the power that is within me. I'm stirring up myself and running fear, procrastination, and every hindering spirit out of my personal and business affairs. I'm ruled by my spirit. I tell my mind what to think and my body what to do, for I am a master of my emotions. I'm a person of immediate action. I am steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. These goals are my passion. I pursue them with enthusiasm and relentless determination. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My loins are girded about with truth. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, wherewith I quench every fiery dart of the wicked, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. No sickness, disease, incidents, or accidents can come nigh my dwelling. If I drink of any deadly thing, it shall not hurt me. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh my dwelling. I came to win. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.